USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. Apple is planning to significantly expand its encryption practices as a way to ward off hackers and protect iCloud data. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.